We're talking today with Dr. Randy Bowman, of course, our state cotton specialist out of Oklahoma State University Extension. And Randy, let's talk about maybe historically speaking. Cotton industry really hit a rough spot here over about the last three growing seasons because of extraordinary drought situation.
That's correct, Ron. I tell you, the last really good year that we had in Oklahoma, of course, I was still in Texas then, but Oklahoma had a great crop in 2010. It was one for the record books, but unfortunately, since then, we've really just struggled pretty much every year. 11 was an absolute disaster, probably the worst weather year in the southern Great Plains in perhaps, many decades. 12 was somewhat better, 13 was somewhat better, 14 we had a great start this year. We were really looking forward to, maybe getting somewhat healed up. Unfortunately, this year has kind of it's been a little bit schizophrenic. The first say 5 months of the year were just terrible. We failed a wheat crop again. We failed our canola in western Oklahoma in a lot of places, and then sometime right around Memorial Day, the light switch flipped and we started getting rain, and we actually had a lot of cotton go in. According to USDA NASS, we're sitting at probably 240,000 acres or so, which is up quite a bit compared to last year at 185,000 acres planted. Mm-hmm. So we have. According to the boll weevil eradication folks, they think that we're closer to 220,000. But still, that's a very healthy crop for Oklahoma. It's pretty much about average, and we had a great start initially. And if you look at the map for the month of July, the rainfall map on the Mesonet, you'll see that I think that Altus probably had more rain at, I think, around 7 inches or so than any other Mesonet station in western Oklahoma. Which really got us excited. Unfortunately, though, the last week or two, we've just absolutely run out of gas. The moisture stress has hit the crop. We really haven't had much precipitation. I don't believe any precipitation thus far in August. And so with the high temperatures, triple digits, our evapotranspiration, the crop use of the water has been really high. Mm-hmm. And so we're just kind of hitting the wall.
Now, we've got a crop out there going to make something, yes. But it's just not the potential that you were hoping for.
That's correct. Yeah, if we can still get a rain within the next week or two, it's going to help a lot in a lot of places. And some of our cotton is fairly late to begin with, and so that would be a real plus for that. But certainly if we don't get something within the next 10 days to 2 weeks, it's not going to be very pretty just because of the extremely high temperatures. We had a pretty significant wind yesterday out of the southwest. I mean, it's like, we've kind of 2014 has reverted back to the first 5 months of the year rather than what we've seen thus far this summer.
When we think about, the industry, we've really taken especially a hard hit on those irrigated acres in that southwestern corner of our state that's dependent on Altus Lugert.
That's correct, Ron. We've not sold any water, irrigation water, through the Lugert Altus Irrigation District there since 2011. So the last 3 years, the last three crop cycles, you might say, of 12, 13, and now 14, there has not been any water sold into the irrigation district. That's really problematic because that area of the state really depends upon that 40,000 acres to deliver, certainly at least 100,000 bales, and it could be as much as, 130,000, 40,000 bales, which is a big deal for our local economy. And so not having that irrigation water has really, really hurt us. And we just haven't had the runoff to feed either Lake Lugert or, in many respects, very similarly, Lake Tom Steed. Tom Steed has picked up a little bit of runoff this summer, actually. But and we're still sitting at about, I think, around 25% capacity in Steed, which is our main water supply. And Lugert, the lake there, is running around 11%, I believe.
When we think about the infrastructure, how badly has this drought, in other words, the impact of the drought since 2011, what's that really done to our cotton industry?
Well, it's not only hurt the cotton industry, it's been, very, very significant negative hit on our cotton industry because of our production. Our production is way down for multiple years, and that really hurts a lot of our gins. It hurts the guys that gin the cotton. It hurts the guys that move the cotton from the fields. You know, they pick up the modules, take those modules to the gins, and then that gets processed into the bales, and everything gets separated, the lint, the seed, and the trash. Of course, we're not hauling as much seed to the oil mill, so that's got ramifications there. We're not moving as many bales into the PCCA warehouses, and so that has ramifications there. So a pretty significant economic hit. But it's not just on the cotton side of things. I mean, any summer crop that we've been trying to produce in that area over the last several years has really taken a big hit. The other thing, too, that we tend to maybe not really recognize quite as much is, you know, we grow a lot of wheat in southwest Oklahoma also. That's our It's probably our number one crop if you look at the number of acres out there across the landscape. And unfortunately, in several counties down there, we have failed three of the last four wheat crops pretty much. So it's really kind of been a tag team effect on a lot of our co-ops, because our co-ops, many of them, they handle grain as well as they have gins. And so it's just been a really tough situation, and that's really hard on the economic viability of our infrastructure.
Going forward, where do you see? I mean, in other words, we're having to cope with this problem. You know, it's like we're in a cycle right now. Long term, meteorologists talk about that we may have several more years of just touch and go on drought. What's that doing to the psyche of producing cotton in the state?
Well, again, I would submit that it's been pretty difficult, but. You know, our growers are pretty resilient, and they have a good crop insurance safety net. Unfortunately, with each year that we continue to have this significant drought impact, we're eroding that safety net from the crop insurance perspective. The new farm bill is going to help fix some of that, hopefully, and so we'll just kind of have to wait and see. We haven't seen all the provisions of the new farm bill come out yet for cotton. Even though it's lost its commodity title, per se, the Stax program and some of the other more kind of insurance-driven products are going to have an impact. So it doesn't necessarily help our co-ops or our gins, because they're not ginning the cotton, right. But it certainly is going to improve the safety net. And if we look at the long-term history of crop production in western Oklahoma, the southern Great Plains, and in particular southwest Oklahoma, you know, we've had ups and downs before, and, you know, we'll do our best to survive these. We believe that this thing's going to turn around, and if we didn't believe that, if we weren't optimists, we wouldn't be in agriculture in the southern plains. So, you know, again, on the other side, the other crops, you know, we have issues with our wheat also, and, you know, that has ramifications for our stocker industry. And so it's just been a real tough deal. But, you know, the only thing I can keep saying is, you know, thank God for our insurance programs, crop insurance, because that's really meant a lot to our producers and to our banks. And it's provided a significant amount of stability that didn't exist in other periods of drought, such as, say, the 50s or the 30s.